I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois' minimum wage will be $9.25 in the new year. That's up $1. The new law ramps up to $15 an hour, with increases of about a dollar per year between now and 2025. State Senator Kimberly Lightford was the chief legislative sponsor. The Maywood Democrat says raising the wage was long overdue.
So many people deserve the opportunity just to feel hope, to feel like they can go to work and come home and have dignity and pride and respect in what they do. This is our first step in giving them that opportunity.
Business groups opposed the increase during the spring session, but companies with 50 or fewer employees will qualify for tax credits. Those are scheduled to phase out as the minimum wage increases each year. State officials say schools in five central Illinois counties can apply for funding to visit the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. The assistance can be used for transportation costs and admission fees for students in grades 4 through 12. Students in Coles, Douglas, Macon, Moultrie, and Piatt counties can apply by the end of January and use the funds between March 23rd and the end of June. The money is coming from the John Ulbrich Foundation. And the Illinois Department of Employment Security reports nearly all of Illinois' metropolitan areas saw drops in the unemployment rate in November compared to last year's figures for the month. Only the Quad Cities metro area had higher unemployment this November compared to the same month in 2018. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Murfreesboro's mayor says he won't be a candidate in the GOP primary for Illinois' 115th statehouse seat after all. Mayor Will Stevens announced on his Facebook page over the weekend his name won't be on the Republican ballot. It comes after challenges to his petitions made it impossible for him to make it on the ballot. Stevens says he got into the race late and didn't have time to make sure he had enough valid signatures. Five other Republicans are still hoping to take over the seat, which is open as Representative Terry Bryant makes a run for the 58th state Senate seat. Illinois' primary election is March 17th. Recreational marijuana use becomes legal this week, and as St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmidt reports, that may cause problems for employers in Missouri.
You'll need a medical card to consume marijuana in Missouri come 2020, and it's illegal to take marijuana across the state line from Illinois. But there's nothing that prohibits someone from, say, St. Louis, going to Illinois and consuming cannabis while they're there. And there are many people who live in Illinois and work in the St. Louis region. Narcissa Prajul is an employment lawyer at the Sandburg Phoenix law firm in St. Louis.
I think that employers who are thinking this through are saying to themselves, why would I test for cannabis when it's as if you went across the river and had a couple of drinks?
Prajul says some of her clients are ditching testing for cannabis entirely. But to be clear, employers in Missouri can still fire or not hire someone for failing a drug test. I'm Eric Schmidt.
Former U.S. Attorney Steve Wigginton has been charged with driving under the influence for the third time since 2017. His court date, February 5th. I'm Jennifer Fuller.